Pro Nintendo Podcast, episode 22, the Blizzard Spectacular.
Yay!
I like to call it the Late Start Spectacular.
Oh.
Why am I?
Yay!
We got a late start tonight, and the weather's really bad. We're going to try and keep this as timely as possible, because we want to get our friends home alive. So, without further ado, we have Nintendo.
Whoa, what's up, babies?
Nikki Hill.
Welcome back.
Myself. Mother Brain.
I've been sick all week.
She just puked on the table. John the Savage.
I'm still normal. Hello.
Lube, who's never normal.
I love cheese.
And Donnie.
Hello.
I also want to call this the Palindrome Spectacular.
What?
Hope you get your fill because you won't have another one for 11 webisodes.
Oh.
Wow.
Two numbers. That's a long palindrome.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, we're going to start off this week with a sad story. Jim Merrick has left Nintendo. Just left Nintendo.
Why, Jim? Why?
Jim has brought us such wonderful stories as the Mark Rain attacks and stuff like that. And he's been giving Revolution information. So, it's sad to see him go. Nintendo has said that after nearly 12 years with Nintendo, the last three of which were at Nintendo of Europe, Jim Merrick has left the company to pursue other opportunities.
Like what?
Selling all the secrets.
Working for Microsoft.
It felt rather sudden to me.
Yeah, wasn't he making a move?
We thought he was going to come to Nintendo of America again, but,
Well, he did. He came to Nintendo of America to quit.
Wow. You're hired! Yeah, I'm quitting. Well, yeah, nobody knows where he's going to. Reggie left VH1 to come to Nintendo, so maybe Merrick's leaving Nintendo to go to VH1.
No.
I don't see that happening.
Well, wherever he goes, we wish him the best of luck, and we're sad to see him leave. So, goodbye, Jim Merrick.
And good luck.
Good luck. Whatever. Good news, Tetris is coming to the DS.
Yay!
It's not going to be a crappy port of the game.
There'll be music.
All right, thank you, thank you. It's not going to be a crappy port of the game. It's going to be a full-fledged DS feature-filled port of the game. So it's going to have touchscreen control. It's going to have single-card multiplayer for up to 10 players. And you're going to be able to see all of your opponents on the top screen. And little mini-sized Tetris screens, and the bottom screen will be your full screen.
A lot like Puyo Pop.
A lot like Puyo Pop, you're right.
So it's everything Puyo you Pop, look for in Tetris.
In Puyo Pop, you had to play on a small screen, didn't you?
I don't know.
I think you did, but it's going to be done almost the same way as Puyo Pop. But yeah, the touchscreen control, too. How do we feel about that? You're going to have regular control also, but touchscreen control. How do you feel?
Wait, what do you do when you touch it? Turn the pieces?
Same thing you do as regular Tetris.
I know, but
no.
You gotta swoosh.
Because you have a directional pad swoosh on regular Tetris, and then you have the other button.
No, she asks, what do you do?
Like, when you touch it.
You turn the blocks and you drop them, just
by
like
tapping
regular Tetris.
Or swooshing?
I don't know. We haven't played it yet.
I'm sure dropping
I could
be
tap
swooshing
it,
down.
I could tap it accidentally while trying to swoosh.
And what if
and then it turns, and then it lands in the way I don't want it to. So.
Yes, this could be tricky.
And will tapping it only turn it one direction, or will you be able to go the other way?
Oh,
also,
so many questions.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll have like a little button in the touchscreen that you tap.
The important thing
that's not a bad idea.
No, but that I wouldn't like, because if I'm gonna be dragging it down with the stylus, I have to tap it and then come back really fast to drag it down, and I'm gonna be going back and forth on like this button or something.
It is an enormous screen after all. Like,
yeah, I think the button on the right hand side.
Screen, I just have small fingers.
Like where you see the regular stuff, like the next block coming and all that stuff, you gotta have a button that says for turning, and you just tap that and then you can drag it down, and I don't think there'd be a problem.
I say you blow on the microphone to have it turn, and then you drag it down with the stylus.
But in
that
Tetris,
would be awesome.
But in Tetris, you can turn the blocks two different ways. So what would you do? No. Suck in air to turn it the other way?
No.
Keep blowing.
Actually, when I play Tetris, I only turn it one way. I never turn it the other way.
So people are going to pass out while they're playing Tetris.
Hyperventilating.
This is the best game ever.
One blow for one direction, two blows.
Whoa. Let's stop that story.
We can still use buttons.
Yes, we
yes.
can.
That's my
I'm probably going to stick with the buttons. Yes, I agree. New Metroid Prime Hunters details. That's
it's
coming out.
It's not coming out.
It's coming out in March, so they say.
2008.
Got some new facts. Each bounty hunter will have their own ship and their own theme, so that will make each character have a completely different feel. So I'm sure some will be evil, some will be good.
Some will be crazy!
Some will be crazy. There will be 5 different planets and 25 different areas to visit throughout those planets, so that's a good amount of space to wander around, and that should lend itself nicely to the multiplayer, giving you a lot of arenas. One of the new characters is named Weevil, and he can split his body into 2 parts, and one part becomes a sentry gun that you can set up, and that'll be awesome for multiplayer.
So what? Luke can do that.
Yes, Luke's known to take his arm off and set up as a sentry gun.
It beats people.
So I think that's going to be awesome. Are we still excited for Metroid Prime Hunters, or are we just hanging out until it comes out and then rent it or something like that?
Well, I feel like I've been waiting forever already, so...
But you are a big Samus lover.
I am.
Samus lover.
I think I've been waiting so long that I actually played the game. I think.
How was it?
Eh.
I don't really remember.
When it first came out, it scared me as a child when I was playing. I got very nervous. Just like when, in the beginning when you're...
When Metroid?
Yes. Like, I had a lot of pressure on me to shoot the stuff in the beginning when you did the spaceship. Tell me that's the right game, please.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In the very beginning, you fly and you gotta shoot things. Yes?
No.
Yes.
There is, no. You don't fly in a ship and shoot. Yes, Samus does shoot,
but
I don't.
You're a ship.
No, this is. No.
What
you're talking about Guardian Legend.
That's what it was.
The guy that turns into a ship.
It was very scary.
Right? The guy's a ship and then he's. Yeah, you're.
And eventually.
Wrong! Wrong!
Good day, sir!
So,
I get them confused.
We actually know nothing about Nintendo, and somehow we managed to slap together a show every week.
Nintendo has just become Nintendo Know Nothing.
Nintendo! Oh! No! Nintendo! Ha!
I wish she said hers first, because yours was much better.
Thank you.
Well, I think we should go to Nintendo every story so she can tell us about a different game.
I think I've done this every time I'm on the show. I get all excited. And
is there anything you have to say about Metroid?
No.
You know who Samus is from Smash
Brothers.
Smash
Brothers is why I know.
Wow.
And because it's John the Savage's girlfriend.
Oh!
Did you stick your tongue in?
Ooh, smooch!
I love you, Samus!
Wow.
John the Savage, that was John the Savage prepubescent.
Sounds just like me.
Did you ever see her chasing her around the yard and she rolls up in the ball and starts spinning around? He's like, get back here!
Get back here!
Alright, speaking of... Wow, this segues really well. Speaking of another woman, the next Mega Man game for the DS is called... Or the first Mega Man game for the DS is called Mega Man ZX.
Mm.
You will be able to play as 2 characters. One is a male character named Van. And the other, a first for a Mega Man series, a female character named...
Sexy.
Eel. But it's a female character for Mega Man.
I'm gonna say it's Eilie.
Eilie, sure.
I'm gonna say it's Lamey.
Wow.
Okay, then.
Well, then please fill us in on why you don't think Mega Man should be a girl.
Oh, because he's way too cool.
Oh, wait. Oh, you were calling it lame.
Yeah.
Oh,
his name could go 2 different ways.
What are you talking about?
It could be Lame-y or... Lamey. Yeah,
that's exactly not what
going
well.
I don't even know
that's
what's
what I
going
meant
on.
Exactly.
Moving right along.
I don't know. So you were excited. I don't know what he meant by that at all. Oh, I get what you're saying. We're not getting into that.
Lovely.
All right.
I just got it.
Wow, me too.
Let me ask the opinion of the girls. What do they think of a female lead in the Mega Man games?
Unnecessary.
Whoa!
Interesting.
Exactly.
Nintendo, would you like to speak about another game?
No. I think it's about time.
Is it really about time?
No.
It's
about time. It's about what's best for the game. What's best for the game?
Sonic
is
had
Mega
that
Man.
Girl in
Sonic
it.
Has Amy.
You know,
and
Peach.
She's horrible.
And everybody's got.
But
a
I am not a fan of having a chick just for the sake of having a chick.
But I don't think that's why
cool.
They're doing it.
All right, if she's necessary to the plot and she works out well, I'm reserving judgment, but I don't think it's necessary.
She has to seduce the other male robots.
Of course, you put a girl in it. It's all about FDX.
Well, what's the game? I can't think
Beyond
of
Good
name.
And Evil.
No, the Superstars. Were...
The Superstar.
It's the one that just came out on Game Boy Advance.
The one that just came out on Game Boy Advance. Gunstar Superheroes.
Superheroes.
Yes, she was in the original.
No, but I'm. They're kind of robot-y.
They're human.
They are human?
We're getting all wrong information about games tonight. Uh-oh, Nintendo's got something to say.
I was contemplating while sitting
the snow.
Speak up.
Thinking about how it will only be good if the character actually, like, can do cool things. Not like Peach, who, like, shoots love buttons at you. I don't know.
Love
buttons? She gets happy, and she shoots whatever, rays of sunshine at you. Like, it has to be good.
I believe in Smash Brothers, she uses a golf club at points
and
her
uses
umbrella.
The butt I'm talking about that new game,
Super Princess Peach.
Yeah, where she's like, I'm sad, let me rain the tears on you.
Let me just
she's
say.
Sad that Mario's not
let
there.
Let me just say. Depending. Nintendo's emotions can fight off like total armies as well. So let's not use that. As
yeah, but it's
not
like four
girls.
Different emotions. It's just four different levels of
rage.
Anger.
Rage is acceptable. Cool.
See, this is why we need to end women's suffrage.
Okay.
Let's move on.
No, I'm not ready to move on. I think it's good for Mega Man ZX because. Female characters in games, minus Beyond Good and Evil, haven't been all that great. Like, Lara Croft has been pretty stereotypical and stuff. I'm trying to think of other female leads.
Yeah, but Jade has...
Samus.
Metroid.
Oh, besides that.
Samus is the only non-stereotypical one.
Yeah.
But Jade has, I mean, like, very womanly woman parts, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't have massive woman parts like Lara Croft or Lara.
Jade's got sass.
Jade does have sassy sprite.
She's seriously sassy.
Yeah, I think we need more characters, female leads like Jade and Samus.
Oh, let's bring more Jade.
What's her face? Perfect Dark Zero.
Joanna Dark.
Yeah, she stinks.
Well, I don't know what to think of her anymore because she started off British and in the new game
what about
she's
Blood
not.
Ring? Yeah, she's
Blood Ring is a positive female lead. I like that one.
She'll suck you for dry.
Please stop. Please stop. Yeah, she's a vampire. That's enough.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know. I'm stopping it before. I made money.
I meant money. Sucking men dry of all their money.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
I'm not ready to move on!
NGC Magazine did a story recently, an 8-page story on Twilight Princess. About how they say that the Revolution will use the Twilight Princess will use the Revolution's controller to completely change how you play the game. Nintendo has fired back at Nintendo GameCube Magazine, saying that that's not true. And now NGC Magazine fires back at Nintendo, saying, "Quote: The news came from somebody senior at Nintendo who admittedly probably shouldn't have let it slip before E3, but they did, and we would have been crazy not to print it." Next thing you know, instead of a brilliant news exclusive, we got somebody else at Nintendo issuing a carefully worded non-denial, and various sites that specialize in rumors are telling the world that NGC is not to be trusted. So to clear things up, the news piece wasn't a load of bull. It's direct from the people who are making the game.
Except they're lying. No, wait, are they? I don't know.
Well, that's what I want to ask. Are they... Who's lying here? Nintendo or the magazine?
Get them on the horn.
No one's lying.
Get them on the horn.
It's disinformation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that people are blatantly lying. I think Nintendo's just trying to keep everything as quiet as they can, and they're going to go to whatever length they have to keep things under wraps until they're ready to disclose their information.
It's difficult because you don't want to just go against what people are saying because, like, those are the people. If we kind of had that situation with that. Never mind.
I mean, how would you...
What is going on here today?
He was going to say something that he can't say. Never mind.
No, not really that I can't say. It's just...
Well, if you thought it was a bad idea, don't get into it now.
Well, listen, think of it this way. So, Romy buys Nikki Hill a pony. And I go and tell Nikki Hill, Romy bought you a pony! And Romy didn't want Nikki Hill to know. Romy's going to say, no, I didn't. And
I'd probably kill a pony.
And I'm gonna say, yes, he did! Rami's gonna say, no, he didn't.
What if it's a pony with rocket boosters?
Oh!
Well, I mean, what other kind
then
of pony?
Then I'd keep it for myself!
Well, this is the kind of pony we're talking about here with the Revolution.
I feel Mickey Hill's more of a unicorn man. Oh!
No, what we're saying here is Go Nintendo is relating Twilight Princess to the awesomeness of a pony with rocket boosters.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Twilight Princess, Epona will have rocket boosters! boosters.
Straight from Nintendo.
You heard it here first.
Voiced by 50 Cent, as IMDb says.
Carrot fueled rocket boosters.
Well, I mean, that's not too far from the truth.
Yeah, what I'd like to say here is I think that NGC Magazine got their hands on some information that somebody at Nintendo slipped out and shouldn't have. And Nintendo wants to do some damage control and try and convince us that that's not true, because I want it to be a big surprise for whenever they announce it. So I think I'm going to go with NGC on this one, with Nintendo just trying to take control of the situation and try and steer us away from that thought.
And who can blame them?
Exactly.
But here, this is what I was trying to say. You can't totally go with them, because the information that they may have gotten may have been possibly embellished a little bit, or blown a little bit out of proportion. We don't know exactly how much truth is in it. You know what I mean?
Eight pages out of proportion?
Yeah, really.
Exactly. It could have been 4 pages worth of news, but it's 8 pages. You know,
here's the interesting thing. Mad Gamer from our site thought of something interesting. This news comes out, Nintendo denies it. Magazine says it's true. Jim Merrick coming to America. Jim Merrick gets fired. Jim Merrick gave the information out, maybe?
Fired?
Well, Jim Merrick's not working for them anymore. Maybe there's a connection there. It could be true.
He's going to work for Nintendo GameCube.
He's notorious for giving out a lot of information about what's going on. Like, with the Revolution, he was the biggest source of information, so...
Yeah, while he was still with Nintendo of Europe.
It's a possibility. You never know. I'm sure if he got fired, they wouldn't want to make a big deal of it. They just wanted to say that he left the company.
Or so. Maybe they asked him to leave.
Maybe they did. Maybe they did. But that's just all rumor and speculation. Or what? Formulating. Something's formulating.
No. The news story deals with stuff that Twilight Princess is going to have, right?
Yeah.
What if the news that they got is, you know, oh, it's going to have all this stuff, so then they go and print it, but then Nintendo's like, you know, that's what we were hoping for, but we couldn't pull it all off. You know, like, it was news that shouldn't have been gotten out because they weren't 100%
on it. So, like, he was jumping
it.
The gun.
Yeah, so it's like they're jumping the gun. That's why Nintendo could be like, you know, it's wrong.
Yeah, but do you think Nintendo would say it's totally false instead of saying some of it's true and some of it's not?
Yes.
I think I would probably do that, because it's a lot better for people to have expectation, like, lower expectations. If people are expecting something really great and then what they get doesn't live up to their expectations,
like
then
if
the
you
whole
really
company's...
didn't get the rocket powered pony.
Exactly.
See, that's the only thing with Twilight Princess. Expectations are so high already that it's inevitable that when the game comes out, people are going to be disappointed with some aspects of it.
Yeah. So you don't really need an 8-page story getting people's hopes up even higher, or then they're just going to crash and burn because the rocket boosters didn't last as long as you thought,
or they were just, you know, jet boosters instead of rocket boosters.
I heard the game's going to do your homework for you.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
it's going to be so good.
I don't have homework anymore.
Yes, you do.
It's called grading
papers. You have to grade those kids.
Writing lessons.
The game will grade your tests for you.
F, F, F.
4 carrots out of 5. All right.
The pony ate your homework, kid.
Oh. You wouldn't buy that excuse, would you?
The pony's
no
my
way.
Pony.
Oh, well.
You gave her a pony too.
Everybody's getting ponies.
Woo!
Had rocket boosters.
Webisode 22, the pony extravaganza.
The pony express.
Oh.
All right, this is getting really off topic.
Yeah, that's
all right. Not much news this week, so we're going to end on this story, which I still think is important because it's about a crazy woman.
We all like those.
Nintendo, do you want to read it?
Yeah, I want to read it.
All right. Nintendo's going to read this for us. This was in a newspaper article. Please read loudly and clearly.
All right. So, for some parents with a concern for their child's future, a dabbling in cocaine is a far more digestible alternative. I'd rather my song take a more proactive.
It's supposed to say.
I'd rather my son take a more proactive, less habitual drug like cocaine than lock himself away and play video games, says Roxanne Richardson, 35, who has a young son and is expecting another. It is so lazy. At least with pills and coke, you're out and about doing something.
She's That's right, Mom.
Yeah. Out and about killing people.
Speaking of out and about
robbing.
Doing something, I'm wondering what this mother is doing.
Lube, isn't
She's
that
expecting.
Your mother that
this
My mom has been giving me a lot of coke lately.
I just figured the crazy connection was there. So.
Joke's on the mom when the kid's
snorting all this coke, staying up until 2 in the morning playing video games.
Tweaking out on Nintendo.
He's all wired, he can't go to sleep.
So let's look at this from another aspect. Isn't cocaine more expensive than video games?
Yes.
No, not when they're stealing Xbox 360s and selling them on the black market.
Not when the money's coming out of your mother's purse, because she wants you to do coke.
Oh, do you hear that, Mom?
That's a good point.
Got another one on the way, Mom.
There's your drug money, son.
I can't believe that someone would actually think this. It
She's
blows my mind.
Yeah. It's not worth the time and the effort. She's just being ignorant.
I don't think it's ignorance.
No.
People who do coke aren't lazy at all.
No. They're always bouncing off the wall.
They're always wired and extremely skinny.
No offense to Lady Roxanne, but how strung out was she when she gave
that? Oh! I just picture like her hanging out with other like parents of her friends, and she's like, yeah, my kid's been doing coke, but I'm really nervous. He's been getting into video games lately.
And then all the parents, oh my gosh.
Is he doing Mario Kart? That's so addictive.
We have to talk about your Mario Kart problem.
Keep touching that screen.
It's not a problem, Mom.
One race and you're hooked forever. Forever.
We need to wean you off with more coke.
Maybe more parents should think like this then. When kids want to rebel, they do video games instead of drugs.
Nintendo's saying that when she is a parent, she's going to let her kid do coke.
Here's
instead.
The killer, more coke, honey. Here's the killer. If she thinks
cocaine.
Cocaine is
And if she thinks the world is such an awful place where she's going to choose cocaine over video games, then why does she keep popping them out?
Oh.
That is a good point.
Popping out kids and popping in pills.
Yeah, well, at least after she has this one, the kid will already be addicted to crack.
It's just such a great, amazing story. I don't get it. But hopefully we'll,
You said butt.
How about that?
Well, we'll end on that note and go to questions. John Savage has Zydane's questions.
Okay, here we go. Have you ever chipped your console so you could play games without buying them? This is really for only the PS. I did it. I'm okay about it, although at times it feels like a piece of me is gone.
It hurts. I know it hurts inside. I would, let me put this nicely. I wouldn't do that with any of my systems because I feel the companies deserve the money for making the systems and putting out the games. So.
But you will do it with music.
With music? I don't do it often with music at all.
We're hearing from the guy who downloaded Minish Cap and had it sit on his computer going, I watched the beginning, but I just can't play it because I have to wait for the game to come in.
So, that's a good point. Yeah, I downloaded it because it was...
I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying, like...
On the record, I wouldn't watch.
I downloaded it, and I went to play it, and I was like, no, this cannot be done. And I stopped. And I used to trade in games, and that stopped. All that stopped. It's not right. It's not right!
I don't know. I think Zydane's addicted to video games. We need to get him some crack ASAP.
His parents aren't paying close enough attention.
Yeah.
To him. No, I mean, like, I know a ton of people do it, and I know video games are expensive. I know video games are expensive. I'm not saying I condone it, but I know it's out there. I think if you're really true to the video game industry, just like any other industry, you would shell out the money for the actual items and games. So that's just how I feel.
I just want to let everyone know, we are not saying that cocaine is a good thing to try or do.
But it is better than video games. No, do not do cocaine.
I'm a giant, yeah, because I don't know...
Who's listening?
Video games are way cooler.
Cocaine!
The influence we have!
Cocaine is bad. Don't do cocaine,
yeah,
but play all the
crazy
video games you want. Or that your parents will allow you to.
Or any drugs
or
for that
if
matter.
If you're at least going to try cocaine, ask your parents first.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely fair.
Don't do it without your parents for
or ask little Johnny Richardson's mom first.
She'll give you the hookup.
She'll give it to you. Here you go, I got a couple bricks.
You're not
to spare.
Playing video games, are you?
How do you guys feel about modding systems? For or against it? Or indifferent?
I'm basically indifferent, but more against it than for.
See, I think the real thing here is, like, in the world of the internet, I think we all We all do something illegal on the internet, like you're getting music
trying.
Or yeah, like there's just like there's so many ways to get stuff, just tons of entertainment stuff. So I'm sure we're all involved in it somehow. But
you're talking like emulators too, though.
Yeah, I'm against emulators. I've had
pretty
emulators.
Older.
Yeah. I stay away from Nintendo emulators because they're actually still making profit off their games, like re-releasing them for the Game Boy Advance and Revolution's backwards compatible. I have had emulators, but I've gotten rid of all of them.
But emulators are worth it for the people who modify them and put...
Come on.
What's that guy's name?
Come on. Come on, baby. I don't know who you're talking about.
Quaker Oats.
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley Island.
We've talked about it.
Download the wrong Wilford Brimley Island. That's the thing. Like, with emulators, you can download the ROM of the game if you have the original game. So it's just like a backup copy. As long as you own the original game, you're cool. So that's where the problem lies, because I know a lot of people don't do that. Go ahead, continue, John.
Okay, Zidane also asks, who is the worst actor and actress of our time?
Does somebody have an answer that they want to give right away?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, that's a good one.
Billy Baldwin.
Nintendo?
Yeah, I said Keanu Reeves, Halle Berry. Sucks.
Yeah, I don't enjoy Halle Berry's work either.
Paris Hilton.
Is she an actress?
Well, she's been in a few movies!
Oh! Dennis Rodman, I saw him in a film. He was quite spectacular.
Yeah, but see, that's alright, because you don't...
No, that was like a real film, like...
Yeah,
he...
with,
Yeah.
What was it?
Jean-Claude
Van Damme.
Yeah,
but see,
he's pretty bad.
Yeah,
Van
Damme
is really bad.
That's the thing, though. With, like, Dennis Rodman, you're not expecting him to be good.
Oh,
so.
I was!
About, Triple X, dude.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, come on, Vin Diesel. I like Vin.
Oh. He's a gamer.
Pitch Black is about as far as it goes.
He is a gamer.
He wasn't saving Private Ryan.
Well, you didn't see him in The Pacifier, so hold your judgment.
I've seen The Pacifier. Oh.
Well, was it good?
I watched it with kids, and they actually enjoyed it.
Did you enjoy it, is what I asked.
You know why I enjoyed it? Because the kids fell asleep while they were watching.
So it really was a pacifier.
It was absolutely a pacifier.
Dan Martino?
Who's that?
Who's that?
He was the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, right? He was in the...
No.
What's
no,
that's Marino.
Marino!
Oh.
What do you think about Ace Ventura?
What, like, people that aren't involved in sports, that are actually, like, they're
yeah,
making...
Yeah, actor,
the
people
actors,
that call themselves actors, that's...
Okay, we need a really bad actress, because it's mostly been actors.
Bad actress.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I hate Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's a terrible.
I wouldn't say she's a bad actress.
I
wait. Shouldn't you have said Adrian Brody?
Oh god, I hate that guy. And that Jocelyn Phoenix guy.
No!
God, I hate
him. Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Good.
That guy deserves to be fired and thrown out in the street.
Jocelyn Phoenix?
Yeah. Doesn't like any movies.
Yeah, keep in mind, Luke doesn't really like any movies
Adrian
at all.
Brody.
He likes
Jocelyn
Monsterd and Femalian. Alright.
You know, it's funny because he worked at a video store.
Yeah, so I know what's a horrible movie just by looking at. Tell me the name, and it's a horrible movie.
All right, can we come up, before next question, can we come up with one definitive female actress that we don't like? I just, because since we've mentioned so many male actors.
What's her face?
You should see the anguish on his face.
What's her face? It's, Whoopi Goldberg.
Ah, there you go.
I was just thinking of it.
No.
That is so really weird,
bad.
But I don't
said,
really
said
mind
female.
No, I like
her. All right, that's it. That's
Whoopi!
Enough. Continue on, John.
Okay. Well, if they made a movie about your life, what would it be called? Tagline and everything. Would it stay true to life, or would it be kind of a change history?
I actually saw something on TV today. It was called The Half-Ton Man, and I think that would be mine.
What's the tagline?
Working his way to the other half.
Mine would be The Klutz. It's not as easy as it looks.
Oh. I really like my answer. Does anybody else have one? No.
The Lube Express saves Christmas.
That would be adorable!
So would it just be you in Ernest's place?
It would actually just be me going around beating people up.
And that saves Christmas.
Yeah, during your Christmas time.
Yeah. As long as you're riding a rocket pony, I'd want it.
No, the Loom Express.
The Loom Express pony.
I guess mine would just be Aguardo. Tagline.
Aguardo's at it again.
Either that. Well, there will be a couple of tagline. Yeah, will he ever win?
Making you squirm in your seat.
It's making me awkward. I feel awkward right now.
Really, slightly awkward feeling.
Does anybody else have one, or can we move on? Alright, Nintendo, please read M34's question.
Yes, M34 asks, does Nintendo die if Shiggy dies?
That's a great question.
Shiggy will never die.
Thought. If Miyamoto... Well, when Miyamoto passes on, his work, I mean, defines Nintendo as who they are and what they do.
But he's taking steps to make sure that everything continues.
That's the point. He is taking steps and working with people closely to make sure that his franchises continue. Yes, Donnie?
See, I think it might be like artwork. It gets better after the creator dies.
Yes, but they can't live off the
game. So we'll like you better
forever.
After you die, Donnie?
Well,
see, really?
Most people would, yes.
But it can't exactly be like artwork because there's millions and millions of copies of his art.
That are just as
good.
But I know what you mean.
Oh, they're all good.
I understand what
you're
saying.
I mean, like, after an author dies, the book.
Nintendo.
Really? I was just going to say he's made up of video game parts and he will never die.
He'll just be upgraded.
See, that's the thing. Like, he's teaching people or he's taking in charge of people and showing them how to further the games and make them themselves with him taking a lesser role. But still, these ideas are coming from him and he adds his ideas to a lot of Nintendo stuff. So when he disappears, I don't know what's going to happen. So.
Let's hope he retires.
He's got a kid. He's got a kid. That's all I can say. So
how old is Miyamoto?
He is 50 something.
Holy
60?
Crap, he's gonna die soon!
He's got another 50 years.
I think he's 50 or 60, somewhere in there. I'm not sure.
In Japan, that's another 50 years.
About the whole artwork thing, I don't remember the name of the magazine, but last night I actually saw Hideo Kojima on the cover of one of these game magazines saying that a video game is not art, I believe I saw it. I don't know! Did I see it?
He draws a very staunch line as far as video games are.
Staunch is such a funny word.
Concerned as art. Staunch. Thank you, motherfucker.
Is that being bitter at the fact that like he's doing games?
No. He just thinks that there's a line that separates the two. But I don't know.
Very blurred that line, though.
Yeah, let's not talk about the day.
I'm just saying it was mentioned in blah blah blah.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying let's not talk about the day that Shiggy leaves us, and let us hope that he brings us many more video games for many more years. Will be reading the next question.
Alright, this is by, I'm sorry if I pronounce it wrong, but it's either Betosai or Betosa 577, and it is, if you wanted to see any movie, book, or TV show made into a game, what would it be?
Bosom Buddies.
Why?
Dark Shadows.
Half Ton Man.
Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies. Blossom the movie?
Perfect Strangers.
Oh, yeah! Perfect Strangers the movie.
Standing.
With Bronson Pinchot and the other guy?
I think that should be like more of an RPG or something. We walk around.
Were you trying to make it back to Meepos?
Yeah. how about like Saw, the movies 1 and 2?
You're a sick person.
Dude, that would
I'd rather go with
you know
game.
What, Donnie?
I'd rather go with Full House.
I kept thinking to myself the whole time I was watching both of those movies that they'd make amazing video games. Under the
they
Knife,
would.
The Extreme.
Well, games, or movies that I want to see as games.
Extreme Makeover
it.
Home Edition.
Yeah! Hey, that'd be good! It's like Sims, but you gotta redo the house.
First off, I'd like to see that as a movie. but I've been talking about this for a long time. The Rock, I think, would be an awesome game.
Yeah, true.
And we mentioned it a while back. They Live.
Oh, yeah!
I love that movie. I don't know. They're more a little more on the violent, action-based side, but Nintendo, get on it.
Empty Nest? Anybody?
Oh, yeah!
No, it's... You're playing from... those can both work together.
Oh, my God!
Because they were neighbors.
Yeah, the Golden Girls were neighbors.
The dog's name was Dreyfus, wasn't it?
But you're playing from the dog's perspective.
Golden Girls would be...
Are you walking on
you
Blanche, doing it with some old guy?
and you...
Don't. Please be careful with what you say.
You have to sniff your way around the house.
No!
Please stop. What the hell is the mother's name? What's Estelle Getty's name in that?
Mom. Ma.
But yeah, all I can think of is Ma.
Oh, God. What is...
And you have to, like, play
Rose?
For senile dementia.
No, that's the other one.
I was just going to say that you just jump on her and lick her face.
Sophia!
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for your vast Golden Girls knowledge, Mother Brain.
You're very welcome.
All right.
My mom will shoot.
The nanny, the game.
Oh, I blow my brains out. Mother Brain has Zoomkoops question. Zoomkoops.
Okay. My question this time is, what is the worst injury that you have attained from playing video games? My worst one was while playing DDR. Badly, I must say. I twisted my foot and sprained my ankle. I'm also currently on the video game disabled list with a mild case of carpal tunnel. But it's all good. I shall overcome and whoop everyone at Mario Kart DS whenever I get the game. We hope you feel better soon.
I think I have carpal tunnel. I don't doubt it. And my worst injury is a very easy one. My cousins came up to visit. I was riding my bike outside. They opened the door and knocked the bike onto my thumb, and it cracked my fingernail. And I wanted to play video games so bad that I put a band-aid over my fingernail and continued to play, and I worked the fingernail off the rest of my finger the rest of the way, and it hurt horribly.
Wow.
So that's mine. Beat that, somebody.
Yeah, I'd like to see you get that injury. Drinking crack.
Drinking crack. I'd like my crack.
You were gonna say coke, weren't you?
Oh, drinking coke. Doing coke.
Alright, right, does anybody have any real injuries?
I fell at Romney's house and almost broke my ankle. I sprained it really badly because I was here very late one night while he was playing video games.
Alright.
Video game related.
That's video game related.
My initial checkup was that they told me it was broken.
Doctor 1 said broken, Doctor 2 said no. That was their names, too. How funny is that?
Doctor 2 said, can I get your number?
I was playing a computer game so long that my legs fell asleep. So I went to get up and I collapsed. I didn't actually get hurt, but you know.
Meanwhile, John the Savage's legs are as tall as all of us standing on top of each other.
He's actually bending down at the table right now.
For those of you that saw pictures,
it's true. All right.
I don't think I've ever been injured, just for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I always kneel, and my knees are always killing me when
that's
I get
true.
Up.
You have a very weird playing
stance. Yeah. He sits like a kid.
You're always ready to spring for action.
You're like an 8-year-old when you play.
Yeah. I often go blind while playing. I'll play Katamari, and it's so much fun, I forget to blink, and my eyes water.
Keep in mind that Nintendo is about 1 inch away from the TV when she's playing, so...
And right. The screen is so big!
My Katamari is here! Alright, I'm gonna cover Koo's questions. Question number one, Batman, Superman, or Spider-Man?
Batman.
We're gonna go around the table.
We already have.
Nintendo.
Wait, I say Batman, and here are my reasons.
Nope, Nikki Hill.
Batman.
Myself, Batman. Mother Brain.
He-Man!
John the Savage.
Batman.
Lube.
No, 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 Batman!
Donnie.
Batman.
Well,
what are my reasons?
What? All right, Mother Brain. I mean, Nintendo, just give us your reasons.
Okay.
Everyone be quiet.
Well, Batman is the coolest because he doesn't actually have any superpowers. He kicks butt all by himself, and he's dark and angry and handsome.
And beautiful!
And I love him.
There you go.
And it's a very sad story.
And that's true for all of us. We all enjoy Batman because he is handsome. Mother Brain, since you're the only one that said something different, would you like to talk about He-Man?
No, I mean, do I need to? Hotness.
He's got a really stupid haircut.
He's got the Dutch boy haircut. But listen, I mean, he saves Eternia time after time and yet seeks no recognition. No one knows who he is.
He rides a cat around.
It's a tiger.
Has there ever been a Thundercats video game? I would like that.
Ooh. I would say no, Final. But I can't.
I would like, snarf, snarf.
All right, number two. The Mario Kart bundle is coming out, or has come out. What do you think about this bundle? The bundle comes with a red DS, Mario Kart stylus, and Mario Kart strap.
Super!
I think it's a great deal.
Yeah.
If you don't have a DS, that's one of the ultimate reasons to get one. That package is a great deal, and you're getting one of the best games on the DS.
Heck yes.
Yes.
Heck yes.
I mean, some people are more partial to the pink DS.
Woohoo!
So, Nikki Hill likes that one a lot. So, I mean, if you don't have one already, I'd say that bundle is a great bundle.
I just like the word bundle.
Why?
I don't know why.
Kind of like I like the word staunch.
Reminds me of another word that I enjoy.
Oh, no. That's enough. That's
oh, wow.
That's a very staunch bundle you've put together.
All right. You know, we've gotten off topic a lot
it's
tonight.
We've been
but
late.
But I like it. I like it. I think we had some funny stuff tonight. So,
we're all punchy.
I guess that's about it. That's aww. A regular week for us. Back to normal show. Next week we'll cover more regular questions and more regular news. Hopefully there'll be some more news next week. But I guess that's about it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
Always have your pet spayed or neutered.
Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, my future girlfriend.